Bochif Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bochif Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Noshim ba'avodim ukutanim paturim mikrishma u'min ha'tfilin v'chayovim ba'tfila u'mezuzah u'b'echaz ha'mazon. Women and Canaanite slaves and minors are exempt from kriishma and tfilin. They are obligated in tfila, in mezuzah, and in birkas ha'mazon. The Gemara says, Nashim minayin, what's the source that women are exempt? The pasuk says, "Ulamatem oisam efneichem efneichem, b'lo efneisichem." The pasuk says, "In Dvarim Yud Aleph pasuk Yud Tes, and if you teach it to your sons are not your daughters." And this shows that they're exempt from Talmud Torah, and Tfilin and Kriyishma are equated to Talmud Torah. Avodim minayin, what's the source that slaves are exempt? Shneimar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, es she'ein lo adon ela Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yotza eved sheyesh lo adon acher. The answer is the pasuk. They're in Dvarim, Perek, Vav, Pasuk, Dalad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad tells you, one whose only master is Hashem, and this excludes a slave who has another master. Katanim minayim, what's the source that minors are exempt? Lemantiyya, Torah Hashem Reficha, Bashar Shuhu, Tadeba. The Gemara answers from a Pasuk in Shema Yisrael Perek, Yogim, Pasuk, Tes, in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth, when it's constant in it. I mean, Tfilin applies to one whose mouth is constantly saying Divrei Torah, and we equate Talmud Torah to Kriyishma and to Tfilin as well. V'chayovim b'tfilah kadei she'kol echad ve'echad mevakesh rachmim al atzmai. Women are obligated in Tfilah in order that everyone requests mercy for himself. V'mezuzah t'chsev u'chsaltam amezuzah p'isercha u'vishorecha. And they are obligated in mezuzah, as it says, and you shall write it on the mezuzos of your house. I mean, it's obligatory on whoever lives in the house, and that would even include women. And they're obligated in Birchas Mazon, as it says, and you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless Hashem your God. Anyone who ate, he must bless. Temantaninan, kol mitzvos aseh shazman groma, anoshim chayovim, anoshim peturis, v'chol mitzvos aseh shula azman groma, echad anoshim v'echad noshim chayovim. Mishnah teaches that every mitzvos aseh, every positive mitzvah that is Shehazman Grama, which is time-bound, men are obligated and women are exempt. Every mitzvah's aseh, positive mitzvah, which is not time-bound, both men and women are obligated. Either mitzvah's aseh, shehazman Grama, kagoin sukkah, lulav, shofar, utfilin, ve'either he mitzvah's aseh, shehazman Grama, kagoin aveda, ve'shiluach hakan, ma'akeh, ve'tzitzis. What are examples of mitzvahs that are time-bound? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tefillin. What are the examples of mitzvahs that are not time-bound? Such as returning a lost article, sending away the mother bird, building a fence around one's roof, and tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon poites anoshim in mitzvah tzitzis, shehi mitzvah aseh shehazman groma, shehari ksus laila potam in a tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon exempts women from tzitzis because it's a positive mitzvah that is time-bound because a night garment is exempt from tzitzis. Amar Rabbi Elia, tamon drabonon sheken im haisam yuchedes loy leyoim volayla shehi chayeres tzitzis. Rabbi Elia said the reason for Rabbonon to say that it's not time-bound is because if it was special for day and night, it's obligated in tzitzis. Tani, komitz she'adam potter, adam moitzi es harabam yidei chayvosam, chutz mevirchas ha'mozein. The Bible says all mitzvahs that one is exempt in, means such as he's already fulfilled them, he can exempt the public from their obligation, except for birchas ha'mozein. Perhaps the saninan kol she'ein chayav, v'davar ein moitzi es harabam yidei chayvosam. And what about the mission that teaches that anyone who is not obligated in the matter, he cannot exempt the public from their obligation? The inference being that if he was obligated, even if he fulfilled it already, he can exempt others even for Birkas HaMazon. Rabbiya said that Birkas HaMazon is different because it says, and you shall eat and be satisfied and you shall bless Hashem. One who ate, he blesses, but if he already blessed, it's as if he didn't eat, and he can't therefore bless. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Pazi, Havit Mesivin, Amul, and Mestava, Bekrishma, Shehi Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Meshanein, Befiv, Lemestava, Betrila, Shehi Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Mevakish Rachim Al Atzmai. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda were sitting, and they said, isn't it reasonable that for Krishma everyone say it with his mouth? Isn't it reasonable that for Tfila everyone request mercy for himself? Ma Ben Sukkah, Ma Ben Lulav, Sukkah, Eino Te'una, Bracha, El Leila Yontav, Harishim, Velvad, Lulav, Ta'un, Bracha, Kol Sheva. What's the difference between Sukkah and Lulav? Sukkah needs a bracha only on the first night of Yom Tov, and Lulav needs a bracha for each of the 7 days. Rabbi Yosef of Acha, Rabbi Yasser, and Amrin, Ma'bin Sukkah, Ma'bin Lulav, Sukkah, Nehegeth, Balelois, ubayomim lo levein naig el bayim. So Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Acha were sitting and said, what's the difference between sukkah and lulav? Sukkah applies at night and during the day, because and the mitzvah never ceased, but and lulav applies only during the day. Hesiv Rabbi Yaakov Jumia, v'hari Talmud Torah neyeg balelos k'bayomim ma'kadoin. Rabbi Yaakov of the South said, Talmud Torah applies at night and during the day, and we bless it on every day. What can we answer? Why is it unlike lulav? Sukkah, efsha, I should say, eshalai, shalai levatel, Talmud Torah, yi efsha shalai levatel. The answer is sukkah is possible for a person not to batel from the mitzvah, means he can stay in the sukkah the entire festival, but Talmud Torah is impossible that he will not batel, means he has to sleep, and therefore when he wakes up, he has to make a new bracha. Tani aval amu isha, mevareches lebala, ve'evan mevarech lebabai, ve'katan la'aviv. The Baisa says, however, they said that a woman can bless bechaz mazon for her husband, and a slave can bless for his master, and a minor for his father. The Gemara interjects that didn't Rabbi Acha say in the name of Rabbi Yosi ber Rabbi Nurai, all places that they said a minor is obligated in mitzvah is only in order to train him. It's not a Torah mitzvah for him, so how can he exempt his father? The answer is the case is that his father answers Amen after his son. It's like the Mishnah teaches that if a slave, a woman, or a minor was reciting halal for him, because he doesn't know how to, he answers after them what they say, and he'll be cursed to needing them to help him to say halal. Aval amu tava mi'ira leben esim, shesorech leben eser, as the Bryce continues, however they say that a curse will come upon a man of 20 who needs a 10-year-old to say bechaz mazon for him.